Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We reflect on a topic that touches every one of us, death. It is a reality that each of us must face, yet it often brings with it a sense of fear, uncertainty, and sorrow. But as followers of Christ, we are not left without hope or understanding. The Bible, our ultimate guide, offers profound insights into the nature of death and its implication for our lives. Scripture addresses the complexities of death in ways that are both sobering and hope-filled. It speaks of death not merely as an end, but a transition, a doorway to leading a new eternal life. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are given victory over death, a promise of resurrection, and the assurance of eternal life. In today's message titled, The Big Question About Death, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores the biblical perspective on death to understand its spiritual significance and the hope it brings to us as believers.
The message I want to convey to you today might seem a little bit unique or even weird. Yes, it might seem strange to you. It's a message that God put on my heart, and I think it will really help many people. I want to talk to you today about the biggest question, and that question is, what is death? What does it mean when people die? That's what I want to talk about today. Don't think it's strange. Maybe the reason why you might think it's quite unique or weird is that a lot of people live like there is no death, but death always comes, and death is something that we absolutely, not one of us, can avoid. There are many things that we can avoid in life, but we are all going to someday die. Therefore, it's an important subject or topic or message that we need to spend a little bit of time with, because we want to know the right answer to one of the biggest questions. What is death? And that's what I want to convey to you today. Many people don't think about death at all. They live as if they will never die. Or maybe you have even come up with some kind of doctrine or some kind of idea or teaching where you think you will be reincarnated and come back as something else. That's comforting. You may comfort yourself with that idea, but it's not biblical. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and I love it. It's a very powerful text of scripture. It says that, for it is appointed for all people, for all men, for all humanity, once to die. Let me say it again. For it is appointed for all men once to die. You see, he says once to die, not dying over and over and over and coming back again. But once to die, you don't come back as somebody else or something else. It's appointed unto man once to die. So the dying is just once. And the Bible continues that, and after that, there is judgment. So it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that there is judgment. Let's use this as a definition for death. That means that we are all going to face God. And that also means that death is nothing but just stepping out of this life, and that there is life after death. Because the Bible is saying once to die, and after that you face God for judgment. Bible says in Romans 14 verse 12 that every man, everyone will give an account of himself to God. So when we die, we don't cease to exist. We are stepping out of this life and going to eternity. So let's just think for a minute. The day is going to come whether you are born again or not born again Christian. We are all going to stand before God and give an account of our lives. But don't be afraid. I never brought this message to make you afraid if you are born again Christian, if you have put your trust in God. Don't be afraid. So far as you are a believer, His only begotten Son saved you. So don't be afraid if you have put your trust in God Almighty through His only begotten Son. One of the benefits of being a believer in Jesus Christ is that you don't have to be afraid of death. You may think this is strange. Yes, indeed. In Matthew chapter 25, we read the story of the nations coming to the Lord in His throne, where He divides the sheep from the goats. We've all heard this before. You come to the Lord on His throne, where He divides the sheep from the goats. So Matthew 25:34, Bible says, He said to the righteous, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." You see? So, my friend, when you die on this earth, you don't cease to live. You step out of this life and go to eternity to face God. The Bible continued to say that, "But to the unrighteous, He said, 'Depart from me, you cast into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" You see, God never intended for people to go to hell. Hell was actually for the devil and fallen angels. Although it was never intended for man, hell is an awful place. It is where those who reject so great a salvation, so great a sacrifice that Jesus gave for us, they will join the devil and his angel for eternity. That's what the Bible says. Let's again read the passage of scripture that Jesus was talking about in Luke chapter 16. He explains what happens after we die, and I read from verse 19 onwards. Luke chapter 16 is the story about Lazarus and the rich man. It's not the Lazarus that died for 4 days and Jesus raised him up. This is a different Lazarus. I read from verse 19, and that's how the story goes. "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day." Verse 20. "At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores." Verse 22. "The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side," which is also called Abraham's bosom or paradise. "The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side." You see? So it's just a matter of stepping out of this life and going into eternity. There's place prepared for you. It's either heaven or hell. Let's continue the story. Verse 24. "So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire.'" You see where the rich man was. Verse 25. "But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been set in place, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, they can't, nor can anyone cross over from here to us.' He answered, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my family, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.' Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.'" Verse 30. "No, Father Abraham," he said, "but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." Hallelujah. No one understands death except Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who came from heaven onto this earth. He's the truth. He's the way. He's the life. He's the one who has given us an answer to what happens. You may have your own idea, but I'm telling you, the Bible is truth. When you die, you step out of this life and you go and face God. It will all depend on whether you accepted Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That will determine where you will be, whether hell or heaven. So this story clearly teaches that. It is so plain, black and white. It teaches us that death is nothing but just stepping out of this life, and that there is life after death. It also shows that there are only two destinations possible after death: a place of torment for the wicked or a place of blessing for the righteous. So are you convinced that this is a valid topic or subject or message that we need to spend some time with, because we want to make sure that when we die, we end up in the right place after that? When we die, it's not as if we just stop being. We cease to live. No, that's not true. Your body here just turns to ashes and dust, and your spirit goes somewhere else. And so we only have two choices. To put it very bluntly, my friend, we are either going to heaven or we are going to hell. And I think any normal person, without even having very much of a description, would choose heaven and not hell. Because hell is a place of torment. The Bible says that in hell is going to be miserable, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Obviously, people who are not believers in Christ, many times they don't think about this at all. But my friend, I'm drawing your attention to this, that there is a place that you will have to go, and you have a choice, either to believe in Christ who came to sacrifice his life for our sins, and just make sure that you trust in him and he is the way to heaven. Or if you reject him, then you end up in a place of torment. Believers, you need to proclaim this message to your loved ones, to your neighbors, to people you come into contact with. You see, this story presents hell and Abraham's bosom as real places. They are places that exist right now. Hell really exists. And this story represents it as a place of fire and torment and a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, Abraham's bosom in the Bible is a symbolic term representing a place of comfort for the righteous dead. It was also referred to as paradise. If you read Luke chapter 23, you'll find it there. It was located in the heart of the earth, in the same region as hell was located. That's why this rich man could see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. But things changed up after Jesus died. So before Jesus' resurrection, everyone went into the center of earth when they died. It was separated into two compartments. But after Jesus died, he went there and collected the keys. So my friend, when you die, you don't cease to live. Whether you are Christian or not, you don't cease to live. You have two destinations. Think about it. One is heaven, a place of comfort, a place of freedom, a place where there is no more tears shed. And there is a place of torment called hell. And that place, I tell you, there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. You don't want to go there. If you are not sure where to go after your life on this earth, then this is the time to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have already received Christ, this is the time. You want to see your loved ones in heaven. You want to see your colleagues in heaven. You want to see your family in heaven. So we also who have received Christ, we have a job to do. But one important thing is, if you don't know Christ, this is the time to receive him so you don't end up in a place of torment. And if you will, you may pray this simple prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.